My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. It's exciting to be in a time and an hour that we're witnessing history, and it is big history. I believe that the wrong vote on November 8th will destroy America, that the America that we were born into will never come back. The right vote will take the steering wheel of this nation and turn it back into the right direction. I believe Christianity will be much freer. I believe the borders will be sealed up. I believe the school systems will be better. I believe the wages will go up. I believe there'll be more jobs, and I believe we'll get our dignity back and respect of the world. And that's with the right vote. All I keep hearing lately is that clarion call. And you know, I'm just out here and I'm doing my thing to what God's telling me to do. I'm just trying to reach out to the people. I know that a lot of Christians say, I'm not voting for the lesser of two evils. I'm voting for a third party. Don't do that. The third parties belongs to the good old boys to throw your vote away so your vote won't really count. And you say, well, I'm standing on principle. Well, a lot of people did that when Romney ran because he was a Mormon. They didn't like him. And so they stood on the principles. And look at these 8 years we've just come out of. My dear friends, if you're middle class America, if you own your own business, I own a ministry, it is so tough. It has been so hard. I don't know if I could handle another 4 years. Oh my, put the nose to the grind day and night, 7 days a week to get the bills paid. My friends are working 2 and 3 jobs. Deductible and insurance policies are so high. If you get 2 or 3 kids, it's not even worth having the insurance. And so, you know, this has really been a very difficult 8 years. And I know a lot of people don't realize it, but it has been one of the hardest times I've ever seen since I've been born, since I've been in ministry. And so a vote for the right person, and I know he will close the borders. I know the protection he will give us. I know our children and our grandchildren will be protected from terrorists. And I know that the world will respect us a lot more. We need a strong hand at this time, and we need to push out the good old boys. We need to push out those who have been criminals, who have been stealing from our taxes, misusing our taxes. We need somebody in there that understands finances, understands business, and gets a lot more out of the dollar than we've been getting. Taxes will go down, and a lot of things will go down in price, and there'll be more freedom in our country for Christianity. Me and my wife have been out of this country for years ministering. We came back here. I thought I was in some foreign country, and please, there's a lot of propaganda out there against this person running. These progressives are absolutely destroying the character of everybody that's running. It's just in a character assassination with a bunch of lies, and people so busy, so exhausted, they can't do the research. What's on the newspapers? What's on TV? I don't even trust the TVs. I don't even trust the news anymore. You have to dig for yourself. What did they vote for? What do they really represent? Who are they really? Not what the talking heads are saying. Not what these people are propaganda. So I just want to let you know, I believe God has a King Cyrus. He may look pagan. He may look like a poor example of a Christian as far as his mouth goes, but his actions over decades, I researched them, is a heart that's a giving heart. It's somebody who's helped many people, and he will make a great president. And so I just pray in Jesus' name that you get the time to take a deep breath from your busy schedule. You get a time to get out there and vote for America. Vote for freedom of Christianity. Vote for our children and our grandchildren. We've seen what the last decades, lost prayer in school, can't wear a cross to work, you can't bring a Bible to work. We've seen all these things. You can't wear a Christian t-shirt to school. We've seen all these things. We keep losing ground. On November 8th, you can gain ground. On November 8th, we all can gain ground. On November 8th, we can be part of history. Get out and vote. This is the first time I've ever wanted to play poker because you know something? I've got a trump card. And I just believe that is the person. I love you. God bless you. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. goodnews@gate.net.